Hey, listener name. Ready to dive in? Today we're looking at something really important in medical device software, and that's how to make sure that software is reliable.
Yeah, reliability is really the name of the game here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about code that runs things like pacemakers and insulin pumps.
Right, even those surgical robots everyone's talking about these days.
Exactly. The stakes are really high, so we have to get it right.
No room for errors.
And that brings us to John Sandbrook.
Oh, yeah. He's a smart guy.
He's a software engineer who's been working in this area for a long time, and he's been really vocal about a technique called assertion checking.
Assertions, right?
Exactly. And he thinks it's absolutely crucial to making these devices as safe as possible.
And I think he makes a really strong case, you know, when you think about it.
So before we get into the specifics, can you give us a quick rundown of what assertion checking actually is?
Sure. So imagine, like, you're writing the code for an infusion pump, you know, the kind that gives out medication at a very specific rate.
Okay, I'm with you.
An assertion is basically like a little alarm bell built right into that code.
I like that analogy, an alarm bell.
Yeah, and it's basically saying, hey, at this point in the code, I expect this dosage rate to be within a certain safe range.
So it's like a checkpoint.
Kind of, yeah. It's checking to make sure everything is still on track.
I'm with you.
But here's the thing. If that dosage rate isn't in that safe range...
Uh-oh.
Right, exactly. Maybe there's a bug somewhere or the hardware is acting up. But if something's off... that alarm bell goes off.
So the assertion says, hold on, something's wrong here.
Exactly. And it actually stops the code from running.
Wow. So it's like a safety mechanism. It prevents the code from doing something dangerous?
That's exactly it. It's all about catching those errors early.
So they don't cause any real world problems.
You got it. And that's super important for medical devices, you know?
Where even a small error could have huge consequences.
Huge. Exactly.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, but... let's say that initial check on the data, you know, the input validation, let's say that fails for whatever reason.
Okay, I'm following.
How would an assertion actually step in and prevent a dangerous situation? Like, can you give me a concrete example?
Absolutely. So let's go back to our infusion pump, right?
Okay, yeah, the infusion pump.
Let's say the absolute maximum safe dosage for this particular medication is, say, 10 milliliter per hour.
Okay.
Now, in the code, you'd have an assertion that checks for that, right?
To make sure it doesn't go above 10 milliliters per hour.
Exactly. So if there's a bug or the data's messed up and the calculated dosage jumps to, let's say, 20 milliliters per hour.
Oh, that's way too high.
Way too high. And that's where the assertion kicks in. It says, nope, this is wrong. And it halts the pump right there.
So it prevents a potential overdose.
Exactly. It's like that last line of defense, you know, just in case the initial checks miss something.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty powerful tool when you think about it.
It really is. It's like having a guardian angel right there in the code, looking out for those edge cases that could have really, really bad consequences.
Yeah, like a safety net. And you know, this is where things get a little interesting, because sometimes, even though these assertions are so valuable, they actually get disabled.
Wait, what? Disabled? You mean like turned off completely?
Yeah, turned off.
But why would anyone do that? Especially in a medical device? That seems kind of reckless.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, right? But there's this whole line of thinking in software development, and they say that these extra checks, even if it's just a couple lines of code here and there,
yeah,
they add a little bit of overhead.
Overhead.
And in some situations, you know, every millisecond counts.
Right. So it's all about performance, making sure things run smoothly.
Right. Exactly. But John Sandbrook, he makes a really good point. He says that any performance hit that you might get from these assertions,
okay,
it's tiny compared to the risks of turning them off, especially when you're talking about medical devices.
Yeah, I mean, a few milliseconds here or there, that's nothing compared to someone's life, right?
Exactly. He's all about investing in really solid software.
Right, from the start.
From the start and doing rigorous testing, he says, don't sacrifice safety just to make things a tiny bit faster.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why that's not the standard everywhere, especially when lives are on the line.
It's a good point.
But, you know, going back to assertions for a second, we've been talking about how they catch errors in the software itself.
Yep, right.
But can they also catch problems with the hardware?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question.
Like the physical components.
Yeah. So remember, we're not just talking about lines of code here. We're talking about physical sensors, circuits, all that stuff.
Right. It all has to work together.
Exactly. And sometimes that hardware can malfunction.
Sure. Things break.
Exactly. Maybe a sensor goes bad or a connection comes loose.
That happens.
And assertions, they can actually help you find those hardware problems early on.
Oh, wow. So how does that work?
Okay. So let's say you're building a device and it uses a certain kind of sensor. Let's say it measures blood pressure.
Okay. I'm with you.
You can write assertions that check the data coming from that sensor.
To make sure it makes sense.
Exactly. To make sure it's within a normal range.
Right.
And if that sensor starts acting up, sending back crazy data,
okay,
that assertion will trigger, and that tells you something's wrong with the hardware, not the code.
So it's like a built-in diagnostic tool.
Exactly. It's like having an early warning system.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it just goes to show, even in the finished product, turning off assertions can be risky.
Because you're missing those early warning signs.
Exactly. You're basically flying blind.
This is all really fascinating. I feel like I'm learning so much about how this stuff actually works.
It's really interesting stuff.
And how important it is to get it right.
Absolutely. Attention to detail is crucial in this field.
So for our listeners out there, you know, a lot of them might not be software engineers themselves.
Right.
What are some key things they should be thinking about, especially when it comes to medical devices? Like, what kind of questions should they be asking?
That's a great question. I think the biggest thing is just being aware.
Okay. Aware of what?
Aware that these devices, even though they seem so advanced.
Right. They're still powered by software.
Exactly. And software can have bugs.
So don't be afraid to ask questions.
Exactly. Talk to your doctor. Find out what kind of devices they're using. What safety measures are in place. You know, have these devices been thoroughly tested?
Be an advocate for your own health.
Right. Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health.
That's such an important point. Yeah, you're right. Knowledge is power. And when it comes to medical devices, well, we want to be as informed as possible, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, going back to John Sandbrook's blog post, there's this one point he makes that I think is really interesting.
Okay, what's that?
He asks this really thought-provoking question about what should happen if an assertion actually fails.
Oh, interesting. Like, even after all these precautions, let's say an assertion trips in a device that's being used, what happens then?
Right. So ideally, you want what he calls a controlled crash.
A controlled crash.
Yeah. Basically, the device realizes something's wrong. It logs as much information as it can about the error.
To help figure out what went wrong later.
Exactly. But then it shuts itself down safely.
So it's like better to stop everything than risk a total failure.
Right. Minimize the harm as much as possible.
Which kind of brings us back to what we were talking about earlier about safety versus speed.
Exactly. Sometimes the safest thing to do is just stop.
It's like that emergency brake on a train.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
You never want to use it,
yeah.
But it's there for a reason.
Exactly. And that's what assertions are all about, right? They're there to patch those errors, ideally early on, of course.
During development and testing.
Right, but also in those really rare cases where something goes wrong in the real world.
So for our listeners, especially those who, you know, might not be software engineers.
Sure.
What's the one big takeaway you want them to remember about assertion checking?
I think the most important thing to remember is that assertions, they're like the unsung heroes of medical device safety.
I like that, unsung heroes.
They're working behind the scenes, constantly monitoring everything, making sure those critical pieces of code are doing what they're supposed to do.
They're like the silent guardians of our health. It's a good way to think about it.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, listener name, we've certainly gone deep on assertion checking today, haven't we? A big thank you to John Sandbrook for bringing this important topic to light.
Absolutely. His work is so important.
He's a real advocate for safer software, and that's something we can all get behind.
For sure.
Well, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, listener name, and we'll catch you next time.